So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, and Marquise Munson taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is a big weekend in college football. The Big Ten back in action. Tennessee taking on Alabama. And to help us talk about all of that and more, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Ryan McGee from ESPN, also co-host of Marty and McGee. Ryan, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. It's just, you know, ready to get on with another weekend. Marty was up at App State last night, and I was talking him down the mountain, and now I'm going to talk him into some radio in the morning.
There you go. You just got to lead him down the right path, Ryan. That's what you're
That's
there
right.
for.
That's right. That's my job. My job is to just hang on like a – I always say, when you're holding a show with Marty, it's like water skiing. You just try not to let the rope get yanked out of your hands.
So, Ryan, the Vols just got destroyed by Kentucky last week. It was ugly. Two pick sixes for Jarrett Garantano. When you look at this Tennessee football program right now, where do you think it is? And are Tennessee fans fooling themselves that they can get back to an elite status anytime soon?
Well, I mean, I feel like I've had this conversation with everybody a million times, whether it's you guys or whether it's my in-laws or my college roommates. And you know, what I say all the time is that everyone's waiting, it feels like, on this big revelatory moment, like, this is it, we're back. You know, and it's just not that simple. And the reality is that this is a really, really long process. And when you go back to that game I bring up all the time, which was, what, 3 years ago, and it was the Georgia game, and it was the only time I've ever seen fans pouring out of Neyland Stadium a quarter and a half into a football game. I went out in the street and took pictures of it because it just blew me away. I was actually went scrolling through my old camera roll looking for that picture last night. And it's just when you go from there, and that's where you were at rock bottom for the third time in 10 years or whatever it was, it's just a long way back from that. And so that's how you end up with no quarterbacks. I mean, that's how you end up in a situation where you got a fifth-year senior who doesn't seem to have improved, and you've got two or three other guys that clearly aren't ready yet to start but probably going to have to. And so that's how you get there. And so that's a really long way of saying that I believe that the battleship is slowly but surely being turned around, but that takes a long time. And once you get the momentum going in the right direction, you get it going in the right direction. But unfortunately, after more than 10 years, you know, it's hard to say that to anyone without just getting an automatic eye roll or a punch in the face.
Yeah. Well, look, and we're going to find out, you know, with quarterback, we just had one of Vol Twitter's finest, Ryan, on here, you know, saying what I think a lot of fans probably feel like, hey, just throw that freshman out there and let's see. I mean, personally, I wouldn't do that against Alabama, but, you know, we're going to find out what he does at quarterback, and I think it's a problem that they don't have anyone better as an alternative. But I think my biggest thing right now with Pruitt, Ryan, is the staff changes. There's been so many. I find that a little bit worrisome at this point. Am I overreacting?
No, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, he's the product of that Alabama environment where there are staff changes all the time. But the difference is that those staff changes, number one, are people leaving for head coaching jobs. And number two, you have a program that is built to withstand those things. The coaching changes happening in Knoxville are, you know, coaching changes being made by the head coach. and they're being made in the middle of the season, and you don't have the kind of foundation that will allow you to withstand those transitions as easily. Certainly not, you know, in the middle of October. So, yeah, that part is troubling because, and he was very emotional talking about going to a friend and saying this is it. And, you know, I'll talk to my dad all the time, who was a college president. You know, what was the hardest part of his job? And he always says the hardest part of his job is having to let go of the people who got you to where you are, but you know they can't get you to where you need to go. They help you build what you're trying to build, but there's a point where they just can't keep up any longer, and they're just not the person that's going to get you there. And so, you know, if you want to look at it that way, then, you know, maybe it's a coach doing what he thinks he's supposed to do, but certainly from the outside, it doesn't look great.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Ryan, obviously a tough matchup for Tennessee this weekend against Alabama. That's putting it mildly. But you look at this Alabama offense right now, I thought Georgia was going to have a decent shot at least slowing them down, and they did for a while. But then in the second half, Alabama just took over that game. When you look around the country right now, is there anybody that can stop that Alabama offense?
I don't know. I really don't. And I've really kind of started trying to watch Clemson now. And Georgia Tech is a terrible measuring stick because they're just bad. But that's the only, really probably the only team that matters at this point, because, you know, outside of Lexington, Kentucky, and no one's really playing defense. Listen, Georgia's defense is good. The problem is Alabama's got four Heisman candidates, you know, in that offense. They do. You know, they really do. And it's funny, we had Najee Harris on Marty McGee last week, you know, 2 hours before his coach tested positive for COVID. And, you know, I'm like, I walked away thinking, this dude, just 10 touchdowns in three games, you know, it had five the weekend before. I'm like, this is their Heisman candidate. And then you saw what Mac Jones did, and you're like, oh, wait, that's their Heisman candidate. And then you see the guys catching footballs, you're like, wait, those are their two Heisman candidates. So they're just really, really good. And yeah, here we are. You know, never believed that if you'd asked me 7 years ago that we'd be having a conversation about Alabama's high-powered offense and not the defense, that I told you you're crazy. But they're just that good. Because, listen, Georgia's good, and their defense is really good. And so going forward, it's going to be interesting to see what Georgia does to everyone else. And it'll be, I think, even more impressive what Alabama did.
So, Ryan, what's your excitement level for Big Ten football? Starting up this week, Nebraska gets the nice gift of, Justin Fields and company. But how much does this enhance college football, and what are you looking at with that first week slate?
Well, honestly, no offense to everyone else in the conference, I wanted the Big Ten to come back and play this fall just because of the kid you just mentioned. Justin Fields can play, and he is really good. And, you know, regardless of however many games they play or what anybody wants to say about when they started the season, all that stuff, Ohio State is a playoff contender. Ohio State's one of the three best teams in the country, and it's just talent-wise. And you look at what they were a little like last year, and when Fields really hit his stride, man, they're really good. And so I think it's important for college football that Ohio State – listen, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, great, but it's really, to me, about Justin Fields and Ohio State being back in the mix. And listen, Penn State's really good too, but Ohio State's it. And it would have been the saddest thing for me about Ohio State potentially not playing this fall was that we were probably done seeing Justin Fields play college football. If they'd have come back in the spring, I'm pretty sure he would have been gone. And so the fact that we get a chance to see him play now, you know, in kind of this golden age of quarterbacks, certainly transfer quarterbacks, then that's a win for everybody, whether you like Ohio State or not.
And, Ryan, obviously Justin Fields, a former Georgia quarterback.
Yeah.
Did the performance that Stetson Bennett have against Alabama change your view at all at what they should do at the quarterback position?
Well, you know, it's hard to use that as what you're, you know, I keep using that term measuring stick, but it's hard for me to gauge. Just like this weekend, it's going to be, I think, completely unfair for anyone to try and determine what the Tennessee quarterbacks look like because they're playing against Alabama. And so, yeah, I think they'll stick with Stetson Bennett. I think they probably should. And, you know, he's good. It's a great story. But at the end of the day, you know, that guy was playing Baker Mayfield on the scout team, what, 2 years ago. And
yeah.
And then he was stepping out on the field against Alabama. So, you know, I think he's the guy, but I think, unfortunately, Alabama's just better than they were.
So, Ryan, I got to give you a big compliment here. You write a lot of great stuff at ESPN.com. This piece on the Carthels at, if I'm saying that right, at Stephen F. Austin University, just such a great story. For listeners who have not read it yet, you need to go read it. But tell us about that story.
Yeah, so it's the Carthels, and the only reason I know that is because I said Carthel, and they both corrected me.
There you go.
So Kobe Carthel is a stud. He was a stud linebacker years ago at Angelo State, and in small college football, you know, much like where I grew up in North Carolina, much like Tennessee, but Texas more than anywhere else in the world, small college football, Division II, FCS is a really, really big deal, and there's so many schools, and the Carthels are like the royal family when it comes to small college football in Texas. And so, yeah, at Stephen F. Austin last Wednesday, while we were all freaking out about Nick Saban testing positive for COVID, Kobe Carthel, the coach at Stephen F. Austin, tested positive for COVID, and that was his second positive test in 3 days. So he was official. He had to get out of there. And he called home to his parents, and he told his mom, "Mom, I've got coronavirus." And then he said, "I need you to put Dad on the phone." And Dad was on a tractor, cotton farmer in the panhandle of Texas up near Amarillo. And the way the dad, Don Carthel, said it to me was, he said, "I left the tractor running, and I told my wife, turn the tractor off. I'm driving to Nacogdoches." So he asked his dad, Don Carthel, to be the interim head coach. And 68 years old and was a long-time small college head coach and was sitting on 124 wins and thought he was done and would never get that milestone win. And lo and behold, he was on the sideline Saturday, and Kobe was in his truck in the parking lot where he could see into the stadium, but that's was amazing. Hermetically sealed. You know, he was socially distanced from everybody, listening on the head. He couldn't talk on the headset, but he could listen on the headset. And yeah, Dad got the win and the game ball and the whole thing. So I appreciate you bringing that. And Joe, you know the deal. I saw that story because I follow Stephen F. Austin, because I write the bottom 10 for ESPN.com, and a lot of bottom 10 teams play Stephen F. Austin. And I was watching that story, and I kept watching to see if anybody else was writing it. And nobody else was writing it. And when I got the SID on the phone, I was like, "Has anybody else called you?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Yes." So anyhow, I really enjoyed doing it. I grew up on small college campuses. And any excuse I can find to write an FCS story or a Division II story, I do it. In this case, I got to write them, and it was a father and son, man. It was great.
Yeah, great, great, great story.
Yeah, great story indeed. Check it out if you haven't yet on ESPN.com. Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Ryan, appreciate you joining us as always, brother. Have a great weekend.
Hey, always enjoy the fourth Saturday in October.
That's right. That's right. Ryan McGee, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Really great stuff, as always, from him. Really enjoy having him on every Friday at 7 a.m. When we come back, we'll take a look at the SEC schedule this week and break it down. But first, Joe, you have a word from FanDuel.
I do. I have the Joe Rex Road word on FanDuel Sportsbook because Tennessee is about to get sports betting. And FanDuel Sportsbook has $50 in free bets for users who sign up. $50 free site credit. Register. You verify early. There's no deposit for America's number one sports betting site. It's that for a reason. They got odds on all the biggest sports. They got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and lock it in. They have a ton of games, fantasy football games, different sports. I've played a few of them. It's very easy and fun to do. And unlike other sports books, when you win, FanDuel gets your cash in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. The right thing for you to do, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, check out the app for yourself, sign up or register, use promo code Joe, J-O-E, so they know we sent you. You verify your account, you get $50 in site credit when the FanDuel Sportsbook is live with promo code Joe. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit, non-withdrawable, and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789.
We'll be right back on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5, The Game.